From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. This afternoon and tonight, warmer and more humid air will be trying to fight its way in from our south, only to get quickly booted out thereafter. As opposed to southern areas, there will be more in the way of clouds and showers across the north this afternoon, capping temperatures in the upper 50s to mid-60s. Clouds in the south will be more variable, and there will be just the chance of a shower for the rest of today, allowing temperatures to reach the mid-60s to around 70 degrees. A warm front has been slowly lifting northward across the region so far today. Periodic showers related to this will continue this afternoon. A lull in the precipitation is then expected this evening and during the early overnight as the warm front finally lifts more decidedly into Quebec. The front extends in from our west, originating from low pressure that's now lifting northeastward across Lake Huron. This low should pass to the north of Montreal a little after midnight, with a strong cold front moving into the St. Lawrence Valley at that time. The approach of this front will bring another round of rain showers, primarily late tonight, with some potentially lingering into tomorrow morning. Showers tonight will once again be focused near and north of Route 2. This rain will be quite beneficial. The other day, I had one of my coworkers stop me in the corridor and put in a playful request for more rain, referring to the ongoing deficit across northeastern Vermont, something that's reflected, among other indicators, by the low river levels. More generally, abnormally dry conditions are still noted in the St. Lawrence Valley, the central and northern Green Mountains, and from the Northeast Kingdom into far northern New Hampshire, and moderate drought remains over roughly the eastern third of Franklin County in Vermont and over roughly the northern half of neighboring Orleans County. Happily, these are among the areas that should see the most rainfall overnight, ranging generally from a third to two-thirds of an inch. Amounts should range between a tenth to a third of an inch elsewhere, except in southeastern Vermont and in southern New Hampshire, which will likely see a tenth of an inch or less. The cold front might slow down just enough tomorrow to allow some southeastern valleys to reach the mid-60s briefly. Across the north, temperatures will rise little in the wake of the front. Cool and generally dry weather will develop over the weekend as another large dip in the jet stream develops overhead, perhaps bringing a valley sprinkle or mountain flurry on Sunday. Cool weather will continue early next week, precipitation will remain unlikely, and will depend largely on a system that should pass to our south. In the forecast summary, for this afternoon, mostly cloudy north, showers likely, variable clouds in the south with the chance of a shower, highs in the upper 50s to mid-60s north, mid-60s to around 70 in the south, winds from the south to southwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 15 in the Champlain Valley. For tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, showers becoming likely north, scattered southwest, and widely scattered in southeastern Vermont and in southern New Hampshire, lows in the low to mid-50s, except falling into the 40s late in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley. South winds overnight around 5 miles an hour east of the Greens, 10 to 15 miles an hour in the west, and gusting to 25 in the Champlain Valley. Friday, chance of morning showers, otherwise variable clouds, near steady temperatures from the mid-40s to around 50 in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley, 50s elsewhere north, and highs from the upper 50s to mid-60s across the south, west to northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting to 20. Friday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the 30s north, near 40 in the Champlain Valley and in the south. And for the day on Saturday, mostly cloudy skies with more sunny breaks in the broader valleys, a slight chance of a shower, mainly over the high terrain north, highs from the mid-40s to around 50, except low to mid-50s in the Champlain, Hudson, and Connecticut valleys, winds from the north at 5 to 10 miles an hour. That's the latest forecast from the Fairbanks Museum. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.